This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least 3 times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Little Victories
with Ali and DZ.
Brought to you by the Amato Automotive Group, home of warranty forever.
All right, so we always start the show with something positive. Guess what I did yesterday, DZ?
What did you do? Oh, I'm supposed to guess. You went rock climbing.
No.
You fought a bear.
No. I went shopping. The Dollar Tree.
What'd you go to Dollar Tree for?
Because Hudson had $6 and he wanted to go.
Makes sense.
So I went to get us more snacks because as if we don't have enough.
My dog.
We have too many snacks, and I keep adding.
I'm just mooching off your snacks.
I was really excited to show you. Guess what they have at the Dollar Tree?
Wepa! They got the mini bags?
They got the mini bags of the peanuts you brought in, the tajin peanuts.
They got the little snacky size?
Yeah.
Ooh, thank you.
And I mean, even though they're $1.25, I just was so excited. Everything's $1.25 at the Dollar Tree. Mm. I was very excited, so I got a bag of those for you.
Thank you. Muchas gracias.
I added sunflower seeds to our plethora.
Already cracked too? Yeah. Shellless?
Oh yeah, this is what I put in salads.
Oh,
the
you
kernels.
Bougie.
Just the kernels. I know I am bougie. Cashews.
Hey, wait, how many
beef sticks?
Wepa.
And I only spent $11. Thank you. Oh, and a block of cheese. Because I've never seen these, and even though it seems a little strange, I'm gonna try it.
Ooh,
a Dollar Tree block of cheese does not excite me, but we're gonna give it a go.
Why not? Well, so, it is one of them why nots.
My little victory is I went to the Dollar Tree with Hudson. I added to our snack bin, and I only spent $11.
That's
and we have a lot of stuff.
That's a lot of snacks for $11.
Thank you. What's your little victory?
My little victory doesn't feel as great now because this is much more enticing. I'm like, nah, forget
all the
that.
Snacks.
It's the snack. No, mine is that we got our windshield taken care of yesterday.
Is it done?
It got done. They said it was going to take longer. Thankfully, it didn't.
Good.
I wish I would have waited because it was supposed to take 3 hours. It only took about like an hour 40 minutes, whatever.
Oh, nice.
Whatever, though. My wife went and got the car after she got off work.
Nice.
Wham, bam. Thank you.
And you guys were good.
Yep.
All right, good.
Good.
Windshield's fixed.
We're done.
And we got snacks.
And snacks.
It's going to be a great day.
Windshields and snacks.
It's going to be a great day. I hope everyone had a good St. Patrick's Day yesterday.
Yeah, that part.
The corned beef was phenomenal.
Oh, yeah. You dipped into that?
Oh, I dipped
it. You dipped into that?
Did I dip into it?
You got no song?
It was phenomenal. Phenomenal.
All right.
Question of the day is coming up next, everybody. Hold on. Kiss FM.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Ali and DZ get your brain going with the question of the day.
All right, DZ, the question of the day. This is how we get our brains moving.
Mm-hmm.
What's your question today?
So the other day, actually, we went to the store. Tarjay!
Yeah. Woohoo! I was there yesterday.
No, we love us a good Target
went
trip.
There for one little thing and ended up with a whole bag.
So you saw us there.
No, I was at a different location.
Oh, you're talking about yourself.
But I thought of you.
Well, no, same concept, right? We went in for one thing. No,
yep.
Went in for a couple things and ended up with a whole cart full of stuff we didn't need.
So relatable.
One being a new product that I was not expecting to walk out with.
Okay.
I got a new body wash. I mean, most of the time we're creatures of habit, right?
Did you switch brands? This is a big deal. Like, it's like when you switch shampoos or body washes or anything. What? Okay.
I more or less didn't switch. I just saw something and went,
What?
I don't know if you know the brand Native. The white bottle.
Yes, I started using their body wash.
I'm a fan of their deodorants.
Yeah.
I never really dipped into their body washes and whatnot, but I walked by the aisle and, of course, they got it on display. Play at the cornerstone, like little piece when you're walking by. They got Jarritos smelling body wash. You know the drinks, the Jarritos drinks?
No.
Like they're a Mexican soda.
Oh.
They got like pineapple, mandarin.
How do you spell it?
J-A-R-I-T-O-S. Jarritos.
Now I feel, oh, I had to Google. Now I know exactly what you're talking about.
I know you've seen them.
Yes.
And bro, like, just, they're famous.
Yeah.
And they got a body wash collab.
They do.
With Native. When I saw the aisle, I went, wait, huh?
Wait a second.
I mean, they got body wash, they got deodorants, they got
Does
a whole bunch of
stuff.
Does it smell
good?
It smells fantastic.
Okay.
I got the passion fruit one. I'm a passion fruit guy.
Ooh. I have the tangerine Native one, the orange one for body wash.
Man, when I say I'm in, I'm sold. Now, I don't want to
really
be smelling all that kind of way all the time, because I'm a everyday man. Or Everyday Man Jack, or whatever the brand is called.
Uh-huh.
Everyday Jack.
Yes.
I like their stuff. I like their body washes. I like the way that smells. I like the way that feels. But this Native stuff, dog?
It smells really good.
On the bottle, it says, don't let the kids eat it. You might want to warn the adults, too, because that stuff smells fire.
You know what's funny, too? When you switch products sometimes,
yeah,
it's amazing how the smell, you get used to the smell of your own stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So the other day, I ran out of my good shampoo, so I used my Herbal Essences, and I came home and I used the pink ones, and Hudson goes, your hair smells so good.
What'd
and I
you
go,
do?
I normally spend so much money on shampoo and you never notice the smell. And I come home after the gym, I wash my hair with Herbal Essences. Like, I walk in the door and he goes, you smell good.
It's like the
and
commercial.
Like, oh, I use the cheap stuff and you're telling me I smell better than ever right now,
Herbal
man.
Herbal Essence.
Honestly, I smell like a spring.
What is heavenly body?
Heavenly. I was like, man, what do I even care? Clearly the other stuff's not making me smell good. Okay, so the most recent new thing you bought was your new Native.
And you got the Herbal Essence.
Yeah, but that wasn't it.
What do you
mean? I've had Herbal Essences for years.
I switched over
because I ran out of the good stuff.
Okay.
So the newest product we've bought at our house, you inspired me with this. I had to text Hudson. Hudson got a new deodorant, and I was laughing when he bought it. Dr. Squatch, you see this
I've
stuff?
I've seen the Dr. Squatch.
And he's like, we got to get some of this. I go, what is this garbage? So I let him buy one, the Wood Barrel Bourbon. Dude.
It smells good, don't it?
He comes up. He gives me a hug. I'm like, damn, you smell good.
Nice.
I'm like, I'm going to tell some dudes to buy this stuff.
I
thought it was going to be corny. I thought it was going to be, it smells really good.
It's actually a decent deodorant.
Wood
I haven't personally
Barrel
tried
Bourbon
it.
Was the one he got that smelled so good.
Listen, you smell Wood Barrel anything
is
usually smelling nice and fantastic.
It was good.
Nice.
So that's the latest thing I bought.
I mean, it seems like it's self-care products, but it don't gotta be.
It doesn't have to be self-care products. It can be food. Maybe you tried something new at the grocery store.
Maybe you finally got those gel insoles you've been talking about. Or am I just saying that for
that
myself?
That was you, DZ.
Oh, that was me. That was
That
me.
Was you. The newest product you've tried, you brought me in the tahine flavored peanuts. These are new for me.
You hadn't tried tahine before.
And they're fantastic.
We're
I've had tahine. I never had the peanuts.
Or the tahine peanuts, my bad. Mm-hmm. Man, we're actually trying a lot of new products.
Look at us trying new things.
We're adventuring.
I'm proud of us.
Wow.
414-533-1037. Now let me get Dr. Squatch off my screen and pull up the text and the voice messages and see if anybody has hit us up yet.
Man, that makes sense.
And we'll talk to you guys next.
Your body's awake, but your brain isn't. Allie and DZ get your brain going with a question of the day.
So we're talking about the last new product you bought.
Mm-hmm.
New thing you tried. You tried the Native body wash.
From Jarritos.
Uh-huh.
The collab. I got the passion fruit.
Oh, yeah. I got the tangerine. I got the orange one, whatever flavor that is.
No, you got to get you the Jarritos collab, bro. They got flavors.
That's crazy. And then I also said Hudson basically forced me to try the Dr. Squatch deodorant. Not me, him.
Him.
He's the one who tried it. He enjoyed it, and I actually think it smells really good. The Wood Barrel Bourbon.
I support it. Honestly, they got a bunch of different stuff, too. They got soaps. They got body washes.
I never even heard of this brand.
I will say it's technically for adults, quote unquote, but
yeah.
With that little cartoon of Sasquatch on there, it's for kids.
Let's go to Amanda in Racine, and then we're going to read some of the texts we got about the newest thing you've tried. Amanda!
Are
we excited?
Yes, we are. Amanda, what have you tried recently? A new product?
So they ended up not having it in the store, so we actually switched to Mr. Clean, the Meadow and Rain. That scent is really good for the floors.
Ah, you switched to Mr. Clean from what were you using?
The Power of Pine Sol, baby.
Y'all was on the good old pine.
The Power of Pine Sol.
And sometimes
they both got personality, but you know, I do got a soft spot for the Baldies, so.
I hear you. I hear you. Shout out to Clean Man right there. Bro, listen, sometimes it's just the scent that changes, maybe gives you a little reinvigoration in some. I don't know. Not that it makes you want to clean
more. Yeah, I
think
it's kind of that a little bit. But
no, you get, that's what I'm like saying. It. You get used to the smells, and you get used to the smell of yourself and your soaps and your and the deodorants and all those things, and you don't smell them after a while.
But we're creatures of habits, and we don't buy anything new, though. So it's like when you see it and it sticks out, and I just say go for it sometimes, man. Go for it.
All right. So
when you don't have a choice, you just have to switch it up, I guess.
Yeah,
it
or when you don't.
For us.
Yeah,
Amanda
you don't
left Pine Sol in the dust. She left, pun intended.
Yep.
All right, Amanda, thanks for calling. Daryl and Racine said he just tried the mini chicken buffalo rolls at Costco. They're great.
They got mini chicken what rolls?
Oh, mini chicken buffalo rolls.
I have not known this, and I'm going to need to get me a Costco
the
membership.
The newest, somebody said I tried Amika hair products, and it smells amazing. I hope I said that right.
No, it sounds right. I've heard of Amika.
And then Jody in West Dallas wrote in and said, my bestie took me to a Puerto Rican restaurant, and I tried mofongo with lobster and shrimp, my new favorite. I want to learn how to make it.
Lo mofongo.
What's mofongo?
It's a soup.
Oh, really? Allow me to Google quickly.
I think you got to get rid of like the potatoes, some of the starches in it, but realistically, you could have a lot of this.
Oh, yeah, it's got mashed, fried green plantains.
Bruh, you could have a lot of
garlic,
this.
Garlic, olive oil, pork.
Bruh, you could have a lot of this.
Everything but the bananas, maybe.
You going in?
Maybe. Not today. You know what? Let's go back to the phones.
Why not?
Well, let's go back to the phones. Let's talk to Janessa in Janesville, all the way on 6. Hi, Janessa.
Hey, guys.
Good morning.
What's the newest thing you tried?
A newer thing I've tried are AirPod Pro 2. It has hearing aids in them. Like it has like a hearing aid in it.
A what?
You know?
An AirPod with a hearing aid? Is that what you said?
Yes,
no
it's
way.
Awesome.
Wait.
I can hear.
Wait.
Hold on, I'm lost.
I am too. I'm trying to understand.
Okay, so I went to Apple, my Apple.
Yeah.
And we got these AirPod Pro 2, the second generation.
AirPod Pro 2.
Okay, got it.
And they're in the ear, and there's an actual hearing aid in the ear.
There's
the AirPod.
There's a hearing aid feature in the AirPod?
What?
Yes, it's awesome. I can hear everything.
That's kind of lit.
Huh.
Yo, because we know, I mean, as far as people needing hearing aids, they're not necessarily cheap, and they're not easy to replace. You usually got to go through insurance. I'm not saying AirPods are cheaper, but let's be honest, they're far more replaceable. A lot easier, too. Whoa.
Interesting.
That's kind of dope. When did this happen? Wait.
Yeah,
when did this
I didn't
happen?
Know anything about this.
This happened this past week. I got them.
Okay, so you okay, man? I gotta learn when this became a thing because that's dope.
Yeah, new to us.
Hearing aid AirPods.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, a feature.
A feature of them.
Of
I was
the
like,
AirPods.
They'd be way more expensive. All right,
true.
Well, Janessa, thanks for sharing something new with us.
Yep, you're welcome.
You have a good day.
You too.
Bye.
Let's dope. See. Destiny texted in and said, "I had new tequila. I think it was good from what I remember." Okay, Destiny.
Destiny, go home.
I'm going to talk to Roger in Milwaukee next.
Great.
Lord help us. Hi, Roger.
Morning.
Yo, good morning. Ali Deasy, Milwaukee stand up. It's your boy, the R-O-G-E-R. If you don't know now, you know. Let's go.
He's so chill today. Roger.
Kick back.
We're talking about new things you've tried. Gina texted in and said skinny dipped mini almonds. Yes, those are good.
Skinny dipped mini almonds. What are they dipped in?
They're dipped in chocolate.
Ooh.
Yeah, she got chocolate covered peanut butter, lemon, and dark chocolate. Yum.
Yeah.
Roger, what about you?
Yo, I got one for Deezy.
What's up?
I had corned beef empanadas yesterday.
He doesn't like corned beef, Roger. Were you listening to the show?
No, I know he doesn't like corned beef.
I'm so conflicted on the fact that they're empanadas, though, so I obviously got to eat them.
Roger's messing with your head.
He's the psyche.
It's like showing you a little boob, but not enough that you want to eat it. You're like, dang it, not those boobs, though.
Why is that so accurate?
Ali, I was thinking, you know, maybe if my friend put him in the empanadas, the corned beef,
that it might trick him.
He wouldn't figure it out until he bit into it.
But I'd eat it.
You would probably eat it. But
honestly,
you know,
Roger, you said corned beef empanadas, and I actually said, all right.
You know why he'd eat him? Because he's wrong about corned beef. It's phenomenal. That's why, Roger. He's wrong.
Y'all gonna keep trying to convince me. You bring me corned beef empanadas, I'm in. So I'm in. Good. Why not?
All right,
Roger.
Thanks, Roger.
Right. Love you guys.
Love you too.
Love you back, man. Have a great one.
Jocelyn from Racine texted in, said the newest thing she's tried is Dunkin' hash brown circles. Oh, okay.
Yum. Like the inner, like the little donut holes.
No, it sounds good to me though. That's for sure. Colin in Lake Geneva said we bought the snackables cups when they first came out, and something they should have brought back.
Like the pudding cups?
Those are back. Where did those go?
When did they go anywhere?
I don't know.
I'm sorry. I didn't think they went anywhere.
I don't know. Let's go to Kelly in Sussex. Let's talk to her next and see what she wants to share. We're talking about new things we've tried. Kelly, what's the newest thing?
Good morning. I'm a sucker for makeup.
What?
I'm a sucker for makeup.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, makeup. Yes. Following.
So I got the Tarte tinted moisturizer, and it's really nice because it's light and it's coverage and
just like over the counter or what?
Yeah, I got it from Sephora.
What's the difference between regular moisturizer then?
Well, it has a little bit of color in it, so you don't have to put a full face of makeup on.
So
this is like when I have tinted moisturizer. It has like makes you look like you have a tan.
Is it kind of like? Yeah, I was going to say, like, it's got, like, tanning oil, a little bit of tanning
something
oil
in it that gives you color. It's like how we put blush on or bronzer, same thing.
Wow. Lotion?
Mm-hmm. I have a moisturizer that's tinted, so it makes me look more tan if I put it on my face.
Some of y'all walking around with tan lotion?
With a fake tan, oh, yeah.
lotion?
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's a big thing now. Dude, Kelly can back me up on this.
Not tanning lotion that you go out.
No. Go into Target, any of these places, look through the makeup, you're going to find a whole section of like bronzers.
It's bronzer, but
it's in lotion now.
Tinted lotion. You're lying to me.
No.
You're lying. Kelly, no. Y'all are lying.
Kelly,
to me.
I'm not lying, am I?
I'm very pale. She's not lying.
I'm pale too. I feel you, girl.
You got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do? On Kiss FM.
Okay, would you guys respond if you got a message like this on social media? Because this is a What Should Allie Do? Because this guy that I matched with on Bumble is not well in the head.
So this dude hit you up on an app.
Uh-huh. Okay, so we matched on Bumble.
Okay.
And like many other guys, I have quite a few conversations going. This is pretty normal on dating apps.
Like, hey, what's going on? It's literally a platform to talk. Right.
And at some point, I don't even remember now, but what I do remember about this short-lived conversation with this guy, we had been talking for maybe a week, okay? And I had been messaging him back and talking about different things.
Y'all were chit-chatting.
Then he said, do you want to get together on Sunday? And
this
I said,
past Sunday?
No, it was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
It was a couple weeks ago at least. And I said, maybe, possibly, we'll see if I can make it work.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So we had this like tentative thing where it was like, okay, we had no plan. We had no time. We had no place.
So it was an idea. I had an idea.
Yes. There was no commitment on my end that we were definitely meeting up at a certain time or place.
Yeah.
It was hey, maybe we should meet up on Sunday.
It was cute conversation until it actually happened. Right.
So then I go out with one of my friends, Kelly, and she is still in the Are We Dating the Same Guy Facebook group. Remember, they kicked me out.
Oh, right.
So I can't even look dudes up anymore and know if there's a red flag. So when she's I'm out with her, I said, oh, I'm talking to a few different guys. Let me look them up. We pull up Are We Dating the Same Guy? And this guy.
Y'all search him up?
Yeah, we searched him up, and it was bad news.
Oh, snap.
And not only was it bad news, his reviews, but women had attached screenshots of their interaction with him, which is really the nail in the coffin every time. Because now you're not just saying you might have gotten your heart broken and are ripping on a dude. No, when you got screenshots, You got screenshots showing how unstable this guy is. It was enough for me to unmatch with him delete him off of Bumble. I saw them and I went, see, this is why they shouldn't have kicked me out of this damn group. I would have went out with this psycho.
Okay, so what do you need me for then?
So I unmatched him. Thank you, DZ. Yeah. I unmatched him and moved on with my life. And out of nowhere, I get a message request. I don't know. Is this 2 weeks later, maybe? And he says, you ready for this?
What?
I didn't even realize it was him. In fact, it took me a while to put piece together who sent me this.
Because we get a lot of messages on social. And I'd say Instagram, Facebook, whatever is different than like a dating app, right? Like
I get this message request on Instagram and it's from this guy. Mm-hmm. And I have no idea who this guy is.
He's a stranger at this point.
Stranger at this point. And here's what he says.
You hadn't related the two yet.
Let me read the message that turns out to be from this guy I deleted on Bumble.
What do you say?
You reach out to me. Want to chat on Bumble. Actually agree to meet me. Then because I chose to attend church with my grandma who has dementia, you ghost me. It says a lot about the type of person you are. You may feel empowered because you lost a bunch of weight and overcame a lot in your life. But now, ? It's sad when people like you who were downtrodden at one point, but now that you have some success, treats others bad for no reason.
Oh, you're going in for what?
Oh, I'm not even done. I'm not even close to being done.
Oh.
What goes around comes around, and deep down underneath everything you tell yourself to make you feel like a good person who chose to just trample and discard another person for no other reason than you wanted to relay hurt to someone else.
You hurt this guy.
I hope it feels good to you knowing you hurt someone for no reason than to have more power.
What is going on right now?
How long were y'all married? This guy, it sounds like we dated.
Yeah.
We talked for less than a week on an app. Not all day, every day, like here and there. Like I'm telling you, DZ. So I get this message on Instagram and I read it and I go,
what?
Huh? And ooh. I can see the guy's name is Ian. I don't even care. I don't give a damn. He's nuts. And I click on it and I click on his profile. And his profile is all these like dogs. None of it makes any sense. I can see one picture of him. He doesn't look familiar, and I'm thinking
it's the same guy for sure though.
I'm thinking, well, somebody must have catfished him with my profile because there's no way. And then finally at the bottom I see one picture at the bottom of his profile. He has one picture of his face, and I'm like, oh wait, is that
I think it is the same guy.
I think that's that one guy I talked to for like less than a week, and then we saw him on Are We Dating, the same guy, and I deleted him ironically. And then he sends me exactly what the women on Are We Dating, the same guy, we're screenshotting, these irrational, unstable texts and messages that he was just screaming at people, and it didn't make any sense. I mean, the most unstable. So would you reply to this guy? Would you? Because it took me a second to go, wait, what? The one talk, you, it sounds like we were married, does it not?
No, he was really going
insane.
In. He was trying to tell you off.
Something's not right. I don't know who's telling off.
And if I never met, never even had a time. And if I'm remembering this correctly, y'all don't even follow each other, right?
No.
Like you don't follow him. He had a message request you.
He went and found me. He went and found me on Instagram,
which isn't hard to do.
I don't care. That's fine. But the fact that how many paragraphs is this? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 paragraphs. Because I deleted him on Bumble.
This is
like scary stuff right here.
Mm-mm. Hey, geez.
This is not normal. So, by the way, WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee, would you reply to this guy?
I'm going to tell you on the other side.
Okay, 414-533-1037. I have thoughts, too.
I got a whole bunch of thoughts.
Because I just read you word for word what a guy who I didn't even have a date set up with sent me I deleted.
Yeah, we can talk about this one
for
sure.
Okay, I cannot wait. We'll talk to you next.
Got a problem? No, I just meant that DZ has your solution. If there was a problem, yo, I'll solve it. Or he might make it worse. It's What Would DZ Do on Kiss FM.
Somebody texted in, ignore. All right, DZ, this is a What Should Allie Do? And it's as funny as it is, it's not even funny, is it?
I don't know. Yeah.
It's not funny because this is not normal.
I'm not really high-hiring, bro.
I had matched with a guy. We had talked about maybe going out on a Sunday during the day. And then when I saw the bad reviews on Are We Dating the Same Guy, which was him basically sending these insane messages to women, I deleted them because I went red flag, and I saw the screenshots from woman after woman. And then what did he do? Weeks later, I forgot about him.
Yeah.
I moved on with my life. He messaged me on Instagram, sent me a message request, and sent me how many paragraphs? 5 or 6? Something
he
crazy.
He sent you a novel for sure.
It was wild, and it didn't make any
basically
sense.
Basically trying to rip into you.
Saying that I had stood him up, and I mean, we didn't even have a time or a place.
Like, how dare you, after being a small person yourself, now you're too big for your own britches.
I mean, what my weight loss has to do with me deleting him has nothing.
He went in, though.
And him saying, you reach out to me, want to chat on Bumble. Well, that's what you do on Bumble. Women have to start the conversation.
Women have to start the conversation
on Bumble. So to start and say, you reach out to me, want to chat on Bumble, actually agree to meet me.
He said, you tease.
I mean, what the hell, dude? You women know? Have to message you on Bumble first. That's the whole app,
that's
dude.
The whole point of the app. Okay, I didn't know that.
What a weirdo.
That makes a lot of sense. Not that it justifies why he's like bugging or anything, but
no, but then to spin it and say you reached out to me on Bumble. Well, I have to reach out to anyone I match with if I want to talk to them.
Right. I thought he was going
or it gets deleted.
Like, you know, like I didn't hit you up, you hit me
no.
up. No, that's how it works.
It's literally
guy.
How the app works.
That's how the app okay, bet. That's see, he had okay. All right, straight up, you want me to tell you straight
yeah,
up?
Yeah, I do,
like,
actually.
Like, regardless of like us being on air and at work and like what I... Okay. All right, no holds barred. You got to report this dude.
You think so?
Yeah, nah, man. You got to let somebody know. And I'm not talking about getting a restraining order, but I think you got to hit somebody up, at least that we know of, and investigate them into... Not investigate them, but you got to put them in the system, because this sounds like this man is already doing random acts to reach out to you.
He's and harassing
even though,
people.
And even though it's on social media, this clearly isn't the only time it's happened. Unfortunately, we are a little more accessible because people know where we are. Us being public figures makes me worried. Not that I'm worried for your safety. I'm not, because I know you got these hands on you. Right? Right?
I will fight you.
But what I'm saying
but
is I don't
have to be careful.
I don't like the intent that this feels, the stalkerish energy that this can carry.
Big time.
Now, I'm not saying that this is what this guy's doing, that's what this guy's doing, but it could evolve. And anybody has the capability to do anything. I would hope that it stops right here. You don't respond, you do respond, whatever. But I don't think you ignore it. You definitely can't ignore it.
You think I should report him?
Yeah, and I don't know what a report would necessarily entail. I've never reported somebody myself, but talking to an authority figure to be like, hey,
what should I do with this message from a guy that I never went out with, just sent me 5 paragraphs and broke up with me, and it sounds creepy.
Counsel me on this, because if you block, if you delete, if you continue, right, this guy has already been blocked and deleted once on an app and found you on a different app. That's a continuation of harassment to me by any definition of whatever
Fair.
Law you want to look at. If this gets further, say we are out at the Deer District for something, or maybe we go to a Bucks game, right? You come watch me do my thing at work.
He could come up, we wouldn't even know.
Come on, son, you feel me?
Yeah.
So that's why bro is going no. But you also can't ignore it.
No.
That's my say-so, regardless of what we got going on with this job and with this life, because you know I got these hands and something extra if you need it.
Dude, somebody said agree with you, DZ, 100. Somebody said CCAP him. I don't even know his last name. We were on a dating
app. Forget
all
that CCAP.
I don't even care about that. It's not going to change the fact. We already know he's mentally unwell by the message he sent me, because it's 5 paragraphs and it makes no sense. I never went out with this guy. I never gave this guy my number. I never met him. I never had a time.
I'm not,
I mean, if we had a time and a place set up, you could say I stood you up. We did not,
nothing.
My guy. And this is the strangest. And somebody said, Allie, why did you get kicked out of Are We Dating the Same Guy? They were mad. I talked about it on the air. And so these little girls in the group went and yelled and complained. The ironic part was everybody already knows that group exists.
Right.
I don't know why we're trying to act like it's not, doesn't exist. Everybody knows. It went from 6,000 to 20,000 members.
Quick.
In the past year.
Yeah.
Or more, maybe. That's why I got kicked out of Are We Dating the Same Guy. So now I just look with my friends' pages. The same thing dudes can do, by the way.
They wanted to keep it secret. So, yeah,
somebody
whatever.
Said, I want his info so I can send him a few breakup paragraphs.
Bruh.
This guy is, it took me a second to remember who he was when he sent me this, because I was like, who? He must have had the wrong girl.
And that's what I don't like about this.
It's
because
so crazy.
I'm not trying to downtrod on this guy, but if it was days, weeks, months, whatever in between, he still let some time go past and continue to think about it. This is a situation where you move on. It's like he created a relationship from just the conversations you were having.
It's that part. part. Like, we had, yes, nothing, yes,
right,
that
now.
Part. Go to Kate,
right,
Kate the Great in
all
East
right,
Troy.
Now.
Kate the Great. This is some wacky stuff. All right, Kate the Great, good morning.
Good morning.
Big bro mode activated, Kate.
Your wife.
Big bro mode.
Hide your wife.
Man, and hide Kate the Great, too.
Are you out of your mind? Who is this person?
This guy.
Honestly.
This is a real message I got from a real guy. Yeah, five
and
paragraphs.
A real stalker, and he sounds, you know what, Ellie, he sounds like a super fan secretly. He knows your life story a little bit. That's weird. Like, ZZ was saying, stalkerish.
Yeah. Sure. Well, and I mean, if you go to my Instagram, you can see my weight loss videos and all that. But like,
sure.
I just can't. It's crazy.
Nah, he really went in, bro. He really went in.
He went in on me.
He knew a lot about you. And the thing is, y'all never really had anything to know about each other.
He said, it says a lot about the type of person you are. What?
You don't know me.
No, I'm like, what are you talking about?
He lost me at, I took my grandma to church.
Yeah,
are
that was a weird.
Are you kidding me?
A weird spin. And I didn't even know that, nor did I care, because I never met the guy.
Well, I know. Yeah, so stay away.
So what up, Kate? What do you say? Just don't ignore it? You think ignore it for real, for real? Like nothing?
No, I think report it.
Okay.
Absolutely, like you said, but I mean, like, stay away.
And
like,
I'm not talking about restraining order, neither. You know what I'm saying?
No.
I don't know what a report does, but something.
Well, here's the thing. I don't have him on Bumble because I deleted him when I saw the bad reviews. And then he sent me this crazy message on Instagram. Do I report him on Instagram for harassment?
I guess.
I think
they're
going to
be
like,
we don't understand.
GZ said he went from one platform to the next.
It's creepy.
He's
that
now looking for
you. That is a form of harassment.
Mm-hmm. Sure
like,
is.
He thought you out.
And sent
so
me a crazy
a
message.
Weird. Okay. If you're a single woman and you got to take care of yourself and your kids, and DZ will protect you, but yeah, that's crazy.
Nah, overprotective bro mode is definitely activated on this one, dog.
DZ's
real,
got
real.
A bad feeling.
Yep.
Yeah, and so do
like
I.
I don't like it.
Creepy.
You see how my hands are staying low? It's because I'm ready to act. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like buddy gonna pop up, and I'm not vibing with this. I'm not at all. At all. At all.
You know I'll... What's that called? My backhand?
Little side punch.
Come up next to me. Boom!
Bro, that's if I don't get there first, man. I'm just saying. All right.
Oh, this guy. All right, Kate. Thank you for your advice. Have a good day.
Yeah, take care.
Bye, fam.
Bella said, I suggested Alias for dating. I can't. There's no way. You can't. You have to have pictures. You have to do all this stuff on social.
Do you want to be fake on social like that, bro. That's misleading, in
it
my
is
opinion.
Misleading. Let's go to Kinsey in Milwaukee and see what she thinks. Hi, Kinsey. Good morning.
Hi. Hey, good morning.
It's a rough world out there. What do you think? Should I respond to this guy or just leave it alone?
Absolutely not. Do not respond.
Okay.
No. I personally have, I don't know why, but I have so much experience with crazy guys. It's like they just like find me some way. But I don't know what it is, but they just keep popping up. But absolutely do not respond. I've had situations where guys have replied to me or texted me after I break up with them. They show up at my house.
It's
creepy. I definitely think that you should report it to somebody. If you can't report him on Bumble, maybe talk to an authority figure.
If you show up at my house, I'm calling the cops and I'm fighting you in the front yard, and I do not care.
He knows who you are.
Yeah.
He could just show up at your work place.
Honestly, though.
Terrifying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I don't like that.
No.
Creepy.
All right, so,
okay,
so report it where, though? Report him on the social media platform first, or you can go right to him?
I think you have to report him.
Yeah. All right.
Doing it now. Say less. All right. Thank you, Kenzie.
Yeah, no problem.
Bye, fam.
Oh, my God. If a guy showed up at my house.
No, forget the house.
It would be. That is insane.
Never mind. I'm not saying
I agree
saying
with
loud.
You for the
I'm
most part. David and Maguana goes last but not least, and then we're moving on with our lives. And we're talking about this guy I never even went out with, talked briefly on Bumble, and now he lit me up. He came to my Instagram and went off on me in five paragraphs. It's like we're on the air. I read the whole thing. If you missed it, you'll have to listen back because it takes that long to read it, David. My God.
Oh, man. This is a good one. This is up my line.
Oh, this David. Is a good one. Everybody loves the tea, even though this guy is not. David. Would you respond to this guy?
First, I would not respond to him. And usually in mental health, you say go with the resistance, right? You want to push back a little bit and to get him to work with you. This is the exact opposite of that. Ignore all day. I like the reporting, but you need to take screenshots of each social platform when you try to complain to the or file your complaint with the other network.
Mm-hmm.
But diagnosis-wise, it sounds like this guy avoided you on Sunday. by making up an excuse for Turch. I would put him in an avoidant personality disorder. He's completely overreacting to messages and probably has low self-esteem and all that stuff, and then used your own social, your own social platform against you.
And story against you.
And then try. Yeah, David, you really do know your mental health stuff.
David,
yes,
on point.
David. Yes.
Carmelo to the rescue.
You know what? So
get out of here, David.
So we're running from this guy. We're reporting him, and we're staying away.
Yep.
I have no problem with that.
All right, but good. I mean, so what's up?
That's
we gonna
it.
Do?
We're reporting right now. I'm going to report him on Instagram and just go from there. I don't know what else to do with this guy.
I also need you to send me the screenshots.
All right. Mm-hmm. I got you. Mm-hmm. Done. Sending right now. 103.7 KISS FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Big whip up. Big buenos dias. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm excited because not only do we have an update from Am I the Jerk, we live for these. Thank you to the people who send in updates after we do it on the air.
Wait, an update from who, though?
This is the one from last week where she was upset that her friend and her were going through fertility issues together. They were going to try to get pregnant together. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The friend got pregnant before her from taking meds she didn't know about. And then she got mad and said, I feel like I've distanced. Am I okay for distancing myself from my friend who got pregnant before me?
Because we had made an infertility pact, right?
But then she took the pills I didn't know about and got pregnant, et cetera.
She got pills from her sister.
So remember we talked about that on the air.
Yeah.
So she heard it and she wrote in and she said, update, I will take the info on this and I do reach out to her. I also knew one of us could get pregnant before the other, and I'm truly and genuinely happy for her being pregnant.
Good.
My problem is she did not follow doctor's orders and took medication that she shouldn't have.
See?
Mind you, I was prescribed these meds. I'm not distancing myself for her being pregnant. I'm distancing myself due to her lying to me and not following doctor's orders like we agreed.
Ain't that kind of what I was saying?
I attended her baby shower and enjoy our time when we do talk or see each other. And she knew she was pregnant in September on our vacation and she was drinking. But thank you, Allie and DZ. I appreciate you.
Hey,
listen,
hold on.
I want to be real with you, girl. You're throwing a lot of shade at your friend. You're saying we're friends, but, and she lied to me, but we're friends and I support her. And she was drinking when she was pregnant. Like you,
either, even if she didn't know, hold on.
This is my advice reading this, be her friend or don't,
right.
But you're in the middle right now because you just threw shade at your own friend in the follow-up message twice.
And it really did.
Either get over it or stop being her friend because you're not being a good friend.
And I wasn't,
I gotta be honest,
when it came from the place of it's because she was taking medication that wasn't prescribed to her. She feels like she cheated the system and got pregnant.
But she might have, but
she
can't control someone else's like meds
given the
and body and doctor.
If given the opportunity, and if I had somebody of trust that would, it's like, hey man, I got this worked for me. I know it's not the script. I know that's not necessarily what we should be doing, but when you're having infertility issues and you're given the possible answer, I'd take it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it out
100%.
Loud. I'd
take would
the
too.
And I'm not trusting any old random, but if my sister, if somebody was like, hey, I mean, I took these. I still got a couple left. Do you want to try them? You know, I can't guarantee it, but do you want to try? Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Give them to me, sis.
Anybody with that would have, and then she got pregnant. I'm with you.
And the friend is going, no, you didn't follow doctor's orders. Man, these were prescribed by a doctor just because it wasn't my doctor.
Well, then I wrote her back and I said, hang in there. We'll read the update. And she said, thank you. I love y'all. And I love listening to you guys, which makes me feel bad because I just said she was being a bad friend.
No,
but I do think she's being a bad friend.
We appreciate you. Appreciate you listening. But hopefully you can appreciate us keeping it real with you.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Because we're not going to sit here and gas you up and
no.
be like, nah, girl, you justified you this. Like, I could reach to understand it. But right now it's coming off as you're just unhappy because they got pregnant.
Got pregnant.
In a roundabout way. I would have taken the opportunity too, Ma. Straight up.
I would have too. All right, so that wraps up that one. You ready for a new Am I the Jerk?
I mean, after that, yes. Yes.
Let's go.
Okay, who's the jerk? 103.7 KISS FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
This one involves not bailing your own child out of jail.
Excuse me? Hold on. Wait. Time out.
Hold on. Hear,
what'd you say?
Hear her out. It involves not bailing your own child out of jail. Am I the jerk for not bailing my daughter out of jail?
What?
You can always submit your Am I the Jerks to amithejerk@1037kissfm.com or slide into our DMs like the one I just read. You know, the updates we give, those come from Facebook or Instagram or however you want to send them.
It's safe. Y'all
it's
got
safe.
Us.
Here's what she said. Allie and DZ. My daughter turned 17 in January, so just turned 17. She isn't a troubled child, but she's definitely been testing boundaries lately.
I mean, she's 17.
Yeah, seems to be pretty normal for a teenager.
Right.
The boundary testing went too far this weekend because she got arrested for shoplifting.
Dang.
I was furious and decided not to bail her out.
I mean, she got caught.
She had to call her aunt and stayed the night at my sister's house because I told her to call somebody else.
So they probably what, they put her in mall jail. You know what I mean? Like,
yes,
in arrest her.
Probably.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Am I the jerk for leaving her and making my sister go pick her up?
Or maybe they really did take her to, like,
I don't know,
district, whatever. Because it depends on the store whether they call.
Shockingly, I've never been arrested.
You ain't never been put in handcuffs?
Which is shocking. Hmm.
I don't believe it.
Yes, you do. But never experienced this. But, you know, I don't know what I would do if one of my kids got arrested. Because, you know, and there's different things you get arrested for.
Right.
I'm not saying it's okay to get arrested. I'm certainly not saying you should shoplift. These are all illegal things you cannot take from other people. But, you know, a lot of kids who did that stuff
if
somehow never got caught, right?
If the apprehension is justified, I mean, I can't unjustify it. But sometimes, yeah, you might get jammed up for the wrong reason. And as a parent, you gotta really tote that line, man. But I'm assuming that your daughter, you
did
said
your daughter steal a lipstick at CVS, and now this is what you got to deal with, this stupid consequence. Now she's got a consequence from this stupid behavior.
Was she trying to steal bracelets from Spencer's or Hot Topic or something? You know what I mean? And got jammed up and got caught. And right. We've been there.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you haven't, Allie.
No, I haven't. But she didn't hurt anyone. She's just not doing the right thing. Right? So you know what I'm saying?
I mean, I've never been handcuffed and arrested myself either. I'm not going to say I didn't do things that were I'm not in the system.
Yeah,
my hands are clean, baby.
Same, baby.
You know, it's because I also was smarter than y'all, baby. When I was
unlike
a kid,
her daughter.
When I was a kid, I had my moments.
Yeah.
Right? I challenged the authority of my parents and the authority of others.
Right.
But I grew out of that.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I think, as much as it sucks, I think it's a learned lesson, bruh. Mm. Now, I do think there's a difference whether you were mall jailed or you were jail jailed.
Really?
You know, was it mall PD or was it the regular MPD?
Yeah. I don't know, but she said she wouldn't get her from jail, and she made her sister go, that she had to call her aunt.
But she has a sister. She has an aunt. She's
she
got
has somebody to call.
But she burned that one phone call on you, and you said call somebody else. I mean, bruh, that's...
So you think she's a jerk for not bailing her daughter out of jail?
I'm torn. I'm torn because, no, you got to learn that lesson. You want to test these boundaries. I'm sure, you know, did we give her a name? What's her name?
No, we didn't give her a name, but
I'm sure this mother is loving this child. She's writing in. She's trying to figure it out. She's going, she's not a bad kid, but she's been wilding lately. That means she's been trying to probably correct that behavior.
Mm-hmm.
This might have been the last straw for that mom.
Mm.
Right? Or is it a cry for help from the teen going, something's really else that's bothering me. Like, I'm at that crossroads where I'm watching, I'm seeing, I'm observing, and I'm going, dude, this could have been just a kid wanting to steal something to have some fun, being stupid with your friends, or this really could have been a cry for attention.
But at 17, you're getting old enough now. You're about to be an adult.
Yeah, but
you know what I'm saying? Yeah. You know way better. You're driving.
Are you really going to be an adult?
I don't know.
Let's be honest. 18
so wait,
is still young.
Is she
I know
the
legally.
Jerk for not bailing her out of jail?
I feel like I'm leaning towards yeah.
Yeah, because
I
here's
don't
the
want
thing.
To.
I always want my kids to call me, but I might leave them. I swear.
I know.
I may call Uncle DZ. Call somebody else.
But we know we've got those people in our lives where Owen, Hudson, to get jammed up. They call me. It's like calling you.
Mm-hmm.
They
it
just
is.
Know you're going to act differently if you're the one that has to get them.
I'm going
to
light them up.
You're going to be on them, boy. They might as well keep them in jail because you're going to be in the cell next to them.
Exactly.
Once you get
there. They don't even want to come home. They're better off in jail, honestly.
And that's where I'm at. That's where it's maybe not the jerk because mom was just going, mm-mm-mm-mm. Nope. I am going to put paws on you, and this mama bear is not trying to do that. So call my sister, and she's going to take care of you because I will not right now. I'm going to take care of you a different way.
Aaron from Milwaukee, Aaron, a boy, said, I say jerk. I understand if she stole a car, but she shoplifted. Go get your baby.
Right. Was it a lip gloss?
That's what I'm saying. It's not that, yeah.
She wasn't breaking into cars, bro. She's not a Kia girl out here. You know I hate to say it like that, but she's not wildin'.
Well, that's kind of what I was saying. Like, when it comes down to the things she could have done or did do, and was she hurting other people, or was she, did she steal a lipstick and needs to learn her lesson that you can't take things that you don't.
But then we're minimizing theft. Like,
that's
she,
right.
It can get into, right now she's getting into cars. For all we know, she ends up a mastermind bank robber. Now, obviously, I'm creating a whole life in a movie about her. But we don't know. We don't know if this was a cry. This could have been now setting her on a path to crime.
Sarah in Kenosha said, absolutely not the jerk. Adult actions get adult consequences. She'll think twice next time. Coming from someone who works at a middle school, some of these kids nowadays could use a night or two in jail. Okay, Sarah.
Dang, Sarah.
All right, 414-533-1037. She did not go get her daughter out of jail after her daughter got arrested for shoplifting, and then the daughter had to call somebody else. She ended up spending the night at her aunt's house. Is she the jerk for not bailing her kid out of jail?
Man, I don't know. It's not the jerk in my spirit, but my mind is saying,
well, because I say there's no way I'm gonna leave him if it ever happens, but then would I hope that never happens. I hope to God that never happens, because I don't ever want to have to make this decision.
Exactly.
That's why I can't decide if it's a jerk move or
not. No, we're not answering.
All right, 414-533-1037. That works for texting or for calling. We'll talk to you next.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out, am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So, is she the jerk for not bailing her daughter out of jail after she got arrested for shoplifting, her 17-year-old? She said, call somebody else.
What'd she shoplift, though? Because shoplifting can be the tiniest or can actually be a crime.
I know.
Well, not
I
to
know.
Say stealing a lip gloss ain't a crime.
Stealing
but
is stealing. Yeah, you can't just take stuff from other people.
Right.
Let's go to Chris in Greenfield. I want to see which way he's going to go. Hi, Chris.
Good morning. How's it going, guys?
Morning. Hold on. Let me add a little bass to my voice.
Nope,
Chris?
Sorry. Chris has a lower voice than you.
Good morning, Chris. What up, Doc?
Hey, Chris, you going jerk or not the jerk for refusing to bail your kid out of jail?
I'm actually going to say she's the jerk.
Okay. Wait.
Not the jerk. Sorry.
Not the jerk. Yeah. You say she's not the jerk for not going to get her kid.
Mom's not the jerk.
Yep, not the jerk.
Just
with kids nowadays, I mean, well, DZ actually just said it. It could have been something as small as a lipstick, or it could have been something. It could have been something way bigger than that.
Mm-hmm.
Also, it's just kids nowadays. They're not as innocent as we used to be when we were younger.
We weren't that innocent either, Chris.
Agree.
What you talking about?
I agree.
But that makes the point even more. You know, we weren't that innocent. These kids are straight out about it. They do not care.
They're just like, yeah, what of it?
I mean, you got to respect the energy, because they're going, I'm not hiding nothing from y'all. But you're not wrong.
And it's also the thing of, I mean, you also said earlier, sometimes you just got to learn that lesson. And if you pull them out of it, I mean, depending on how serious the situation was, they might think that mom or dad or whoever may come to the rescue.
He's
going to
save them.
Them
every time.
And then it could become a habit.
He said give them the consequences so that they know not to do it again. And hope to God they don't.
If it's a first-time offender, go get your baby. But if it's not like a regular thing, if it's something serious, I guess that's just more of the detail.
Yeah, we don't know.
No, but it's just all based
on
the situation.
We hear you now. We hear you, Chris.
We all act tough, but I don't know what I would do in this situation. That's why I'm so unsure, because part of me wants to go, I'm leaving them.
Chris, you got youngins? Before we let you go, man.
Oh, definitely. I got a 7-year-old and I got a 2-year-old son.
Okay, see? So, like, yeah, it's hard because you say I'd leave them, but then would we?
Then
I don't know.
We imagine our own in that situation.
I don't know if we would.
Yep, but even my 7-year-old now, she knows, she can tell me that she knows that stealing is wrong. So, I mean, there's some kids that know, there's some kids that don't.
True. Mm-hmm. You ahead of the game, man.
Fair enough.
So
all right.
Not the jerk.
Thanks, Chris. Have a good day.
Yep, you guys as well. Thanks.
Appreciate the call.
Let's go to Saucy. Lord help us. Saucy Sandra. She's definitely got kids. Saucy, good morning.
You got kids, Saucy?
Good morning. Yeah, a couple of them.
One or two.
Saucy, you think she's a jerk for not bailing her kid out of jail?
She is definitely not the jerk. If anybody is a jerk in this scenario, it's the aunt for not allowing natural consequences to the decision that kid made.
Oh, now the aunt's the jerk.
Sorry.
No, the aunt's not the jerk. Mom. The aunt has to pull up when the niece or nephew calls.
She does. No.
No, that was mom's green light saying.
Leave that kid sit, and next time they ain't going to do it.
Mm.
Saucy saying, nah, aunt shouldn't have pulled up either.
Wow. Nope. Nope.
Savage.
Nope. Leave Hard the lesson. Kids sit. Sorry, you want to make dumb decisions? You're going to have the consequences. Okay.
See
for
you
it.
On your court date.
How else are you going to learn?
I guess, you know what?
Saucy got me sweating, bro.
She's like, nope, you're the jerk for getting arrested. The aunt's the jerk for pulling up.
And the mom's the only one not the jerk because she was trying to save you.
Exactly, and that's the thing. She was saving her. She wasn't going to pull her out of the hole that she created for herself. And if she would have, it's called codependency, and it's not okay.
Saucy might be right. I mean, she could have hit her with the scared straight like teaser and was like, this could be your life.
I would accept that if this kid was a problem all the time.
It doesn't sound like this kid is.
No.
However, she stated she's been trying to push boundaries and testing boundaries.
Yeah.
What a better consequence than, you know what? You don't want to listen to me and my consequences for your little boundary pushers?
Figure
here
your
you
own
go.
Out. Yep. Here
this
are the
is where
worlds.
You're headed if you want to continue down the path that you're going.
I know who I'm not calling if I ever get arrested. Saucy.
I'm not sorry yet. Well, no I mean, way, you could dude. Call me.
Oh,
but,
now I can.
I mean, depending upon what you did, I'd be like,
here we go.
Can't
See?
Help you.
And there's the See Midwest I mean? Nice sauce. Yep. There it is.
What do you mean you're in jail, Allie? For what?
What'd you do? Oh, I can't help with that one.
Sorry about that.
All right, Saucy. Well, goodbye. Since I know you're not a lifeline, I'm hanging up.
Much love. Two not the jerks, bro.
Wow. Well, and now I don't know because Amelia's left in Milwaukee. Look out, everybody.
Alert.
Three personalities on the phone today. Big personalities.
Good morning.
Amelia.
Oh, she sounds serious.
Like her kid really did get arrested. She's like, good morning.
I feel like I'm about to get reprimanded. I'm sorry, Mom.
I feel like we got arrested.
I'm sorry, Amelia.
You're good.
Is the mom the jerk for leaving the kid in jail?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, my gosh.
Absolutely not. They say she's 17, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You're 17, you're pushing boundaries. Okay, come on, push the boundaries. Andale, let's go.
Andale, come
and
on.
I don't think it's the, and to me, I would say for her contacting her aunt, I wouldn't get mad if I had a sister and they contact her. But, did you see what she did?
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever. But if there's a next time, I'm sure the aunt would not bail her out again.
Sure.
You know what I'm saying? And I'm sure she's better off safe with the aunt before the mom has to deal with her.
I know, that's
and
right.
My thing is, if you're starting to push boundaries, you're 17. Wait till you turn 18. You're going to be charged as adult.
Well, now nobody's going to come get you and care.
No matter what the situation may be, it could be something so little and that be on your record. And if you're starting to do that now, who knows what else she's capable of? Because if mom went to go save her, my mom saved me last time. You know, she'll probably save me again.
She'll do it again.
You ain't about to turn mom into no dog, the bounty hunter out here putting your head on.
No. I got three kids. I drill it in the head. You do this, I swear to God, this is going to happen.
Listen to this. Jessica and Tosa actually texted in and she said, jerk, I think being arrested would be traumatic enough to teach the kid a lesson. We all make mistakes, but if they do it again, they better know you're not getting them out. Okay, so Jessica's saying one and then never again. But Amelia's saying you go, they're going to think you're coming back next time.
Yeah. I know some kids are like that. They're like, they don't learn. I'm like, okay, you don't want to learn? I'm not saying it's somebody that I know, but I've heard stories.
Right.
I'm like, dude, like, no, if that was my kid, that'd be a whole different situation.
Mm-hmm. BTA, baby, BTA.
Leanne Greenfield agrees with you, not the jerk. At least she got a call. Yeah. My kids would call their TT before calling me.
They know better. Dang, we got the vacuum, the sweep, you might as well pack it in a box and ship it. This is a jerk.
All right,
not
Amelia.
The jerk.
Thanks for calling.
You guys have a nice one.
You too.
Bye.
So,
not the jerk.
Listen, we don't call Amelia Saucy or Kristen Greenfield if we ever get arrested.
Oh, no. They're going to let us sit. They're going to let us sit.
They're going to be like, bye.
Take them off the list, bro.
And we also don't call any of the people texting in who agree with them. Like, yes, I'm with Saucy. Sorry, I'll know not to call you.
We also don't call Erin because she's not coming to get us either.
Your wife?
She has told me if I get jammed up, call somebody else.
Well, call me. Wait, is Erin going to be mad at me?
You're going to be next to me, dog. This is the problem.
We're going to be together.
Both of our phones are going to be in booking. Like, you know how this goes, bro. Not that we're in the system, but we're none of this.
All right. Well, thanks for calling, everybody. Overall, not the jerk for leaving your kid in jail.
Pack it up. Ship it off.
All right. Let's play Sweetest Pie. Yeah? Should we play that one today?
What?
What?
We got to give away these Megan Thee Stallion tickets, and she's coming to Summerfest. I'm so excited about this. This is going to be such a good show. On June 28th, we're going to send you and a friend or whoever you want to take with you. Yesterday, Renika won in Milwaukee, and we were blown away. She had never been to Summerfest. She's never been, and she's in her 30s.
We got a new mission in life now. Bring all of Wisconsin to Summerfest.
I wasn't kidding. Like, I believe this. I love this initiative.
No, I'm down. I'm actually down.
And by the way, I told Hudson this entire story last night at the Dollar Tree when we were shopping. I said, so DZ and I were giving away Megan Thee Stallion tickets today. And I was telling him about my whole day. I'm like, and this woman called in and she had never been. Isn't that wild? And then we're going to start an initiative. And Jared from Summerfest said he would give us tickets to take people who have never been. And at the end, he goes, Mom, do you know where the candy is? And I go, did you hear any of the story I just told? And he goes,
not a lick.
Nope.
He and was I thinking went, about candy the
well,
whole time.
Well, I guess I'll talk to myself about my day.
Wow. That is your child.
Never mind. I mean, without a doubt. And he was acting like he was listening to me the whole time. He was going, He was me. He's me. He's not listening. Unbelievable. He is my kid. I know you're laughing.
I love him so much.
He's so mean.
I love him
so
much.
He's going, No clue what I said.
You kids must bury an animal, bro.
All right. 414-533-1037. That is the number to call. We'll take caller 33. You're going to go see this girl, Megan Thee Stallion, at Summerfest on June 28th. Let's go. Caller 33. Good luck. 103.7 KISS FM. Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
Okay. We got to give away these tickets. Hi, Victoria.
Morning.
Good morning. What you up to?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Driving to work.
Boring.
What do you do for a living?
I'm a loan officer.
Hey. Well, then stop calling me. I don't know if you heard me going off about all the spam I'm getting from loan officers that are fake.
I got a question for you.
No, I'm irritated.
It's me calling you. No.
Girl.
Victoria, get out of here, dog.
You know how many spam calls I have from loan officers when I have no loan? I'm like, get out of here. Well, even though I'm mad at you now, I got triggered by you being a loan officer, even though you did nothing wrong. Victoria, you're going to Summerfest.
Yes.
You're going to see Megan Thee Stallion on June 28th at the AmFam Amphitheater during Summerfest. Congratulations.
Boom.
That's awesome.
You've been to Summerfest, let's assume. I guess we can
Please,
assume.
Please, Lord.
You know, I've never really, like, gone to Summerfest to go to Summerfest.
What?
Huh?
I was a chaperone for Selena Gomez with my nieces.
Oh, well, then you've been.
You've been.
I went over there for that, and then we just left.
But now you're going.
So you went in, you basically went in for the amphitheater show.
And then left.
And then you left. You didn't walk around and enjoy your time there. That's your own fault.
Because she was chaperoning, though. You know what I mean? Like, you got to take care of littles.
I took my kids in. I ate everything. I went up and down that thing, man.
Different when they're your own. They were her nieces. She was like, I ain't spending money on y'all, and I'm not about to be responsible for y'all longer than I need to. Bye.
That was the poll. I get it.
No, but now it's for her. Now she's going to see Meg Thee Stallion. Get them knees ready.
Congratulations, Victoria.
That's awesome. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. You know, I got to tell DZ this. Do you have any issues with technology recently? I know you're a loan officer, Victoria, but do you ever have times where technology makes you feel dumb? And I can explain what I'm talking about. Like, you know, we're so used to the automatic sinks.
Oh, yeah.
That when I go somewhere where there's not an automatic sink, I leave it on accident. Because, yes, I turn it on, I wash it. Have you ever done this, Victoria?
And you walk away?
Absolutely. Yes.
I haven't gotten there yet, but I can see how that would happen, Brand. I'm probably going to do it now, not thinking about it. I've never done that.
I did it at the gym the other day. I was washing my hands, and then I turned around. I go, wait, the water's still running because I had to turn it on because
Princeton
it's not
Club.
Automatic.
Princeton Club sinks are not automatic. You're right. 100%. I can see it happening.
And neither is the one in the station here. The single bathroom isn't automatic either. So I go in there, and I wash my hands, and then I realize it's still running. And I'm like, oh, turn off the sink.
That dog.
Makes me feel so dumb.
Yeah.
And it's supposed to help us, right, Victoria?
Yeah.
She feels me.
She feels it. I feel too.
Well, Victoria.
I yell at all the time about it.
Your kids what?
They yell at me all the time about that.
Leaving stuff on.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I leave it on all the time.
See, she gets it. She knows
all right.
it.
Appreciate you, Victoria. Someone's going to be in touch about those tickets. Have a good day, okay? All right. Bye,
Victoria. Validation. She said, girl, me too.
I needed her in my life. It's WXSS HD1 Wauwatosa, Milwaukee. So, no, really, I went to get gas the other day, and they had a touch screen. I have never seen this. This is the technology where I'm going with this. It was huge. Not the normal little small screen where they run ads.
Oh, like the 10 by 10 board? No, it was the whole pump.
The whole pump.
Even the selection for the gas law, right?
You know, like when you go to inside of a McDonald's now, if you ever go in, yep. and how big the ordering system is, that's how big the screen was on the gas pump.
It was a sideways TV,
a large TV. And I pulled up and it was like touch, and I was like, oh.
Touch where? You're looking for the yellow like click pad to select the gas grade, and it's not there.
It was so different. And then I went, how do I know I picked the right? What am I doing here? I just thought that was really cool. But it led me to thinking about technology and just all the ways we're changing in a good way. Like, I'm ready for the touch screen on the gas pump. But I'm telling you, I seriously leave on faucets all the time on accident now because they're not consistent.
It's good and bad. You know something as far as technology and the advancements that I don't like? Is all of the keyless entries. I'm not a big fan of like the touchpad codes. Those things come on batteries. You either got to charge them. They're technically on a network if they're, you know, wired in. So one, they're hackable. Two, they're going to die. They're not a hard key. So unless you've got a hard key accessibility port, it's not going to be able to let you into your house, your car, your whatever, if it's got keypad access
Wait,
only.
But don't a lot of us have the keys now for our car? Is that what you're talking about? One of those?
No, some of these cars are genuinely keyless now, where it's like you basically only have an app.
Oh, I'm not that fancy.
Some people are. I mean, no, it ain't us.
So they don't even have a key.
Some people don't even have a hard body key. Now, granted,
how
you
do
can
they get
one
in?
You got a phone. You got to have your phone.
Oh, you have it's your phone beeps you in.
I'm not a fan of that. Your phone is basically your key. Yes. Nah, no thank you.
Oh, that's tricky if you don't have your phone.
Or for some of the vehicles or cars or doors, some of the tech that they have that you can swap out a regular doorknob or door handle for one of them pad or the thumbprint ones. Say that grid falls. What are you going to get into? You ain't opening nothing, big dog. Right? So people that have got safes at home.
It's like when your garage door opener, when the power goes out and you have to do it manually.
There's no manual on some of these things, man. Or there is a manual and we're so just locked into our ways, we don't see it anymore. Mm-hmm. We don't know that you got a little like port at the bottom that you got to flip up that you can then throw a screwdriver in to open. We don't know that
We
no
don't
more.
Know that. No, absolutely. Courtney and West Bend texted in. You can text in or call 414-533-1037. Courtney in West Bend said, I always think every screen is a touch screen. I do that too, Courtney.
Yeah, I'm starting to do that.
Like zooming in on a picture with my fingers on a non-touch screen. Courtney, I can so relate to that. People, I'll do that all the time and I'll be like trying to zoom in and I'm like, oh, I can't zoom in.
Oh, this is a digital camera. Got it.
Oh, man.
Dog, technology be tripping us up.
Yes, it does. Stacy in Racine texted in. She said, that's funny because I have a keypad on my house and I do not carry my house key and the batteries on my door keypad died and I could not get into my house. I literally had to break into my house. Love you guys. Listen every day. Stacy in Racine.
Oh, so you're saying it's already happening.
When did technology make you feel dumb or do you have an issue with it? Because I'm telling you, I leave on faucets like they're going out of style now because I'm so used to the automatic faucets.
I hear it. When did tech trip you up, y'all?
414-533-1037. That works for calling or text. We're going to talk to you next. When did technology trip you up? 103.7 Kiss FM. Allie and DZ, good morning.
Buenos dias, the second I was born.
Antonia in Vegas. She loves to listen to us on the Odyssey app. She grew up here and then she moved out to Vegas.
We love Antonia.
We do too. Yes, we do. She texted in and said, we use an app for our garage door and no physical openers. This way I can open close from another state and see if the door is open or closed. If the app is glitching, I have a camera I can see.
Okay, that's cool. Because I actually do got to share. I've got garage door problems, remember? We haven't fixed it yet. Every time we go to reconnect it, the garage will open and close on its own, does its own thing.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm about ready to just get a new car so it stops happening.
You can throw away the whole car.
Throw away the car.
Instead of getting the new garage door. Yep. You're unbelievable.
Throw away the car.
You're unbelievable. Go to Shanette in Sheboygan this morning.
Good morning, Shanette.
Good morning.
What's your issue with technology? Do you leave sinks on like I do because you forget that they're not automatic?
Yes, I absolutely do. I actually like the sound of the water. So I have walked away from sinks and they've kind of overflowed on me.
Oh, no.
I'm like, oh, my God.
Why am I so tranquil right now? Yeah. Puddles everywhere.
Oh, man.
No, but technology is really crazy because it's making me forget how to spell words because of the autocorrect. And I'm like, oh, my God, I forgot how to forget something that I should already know.
It is making us dumb. And I watch my kids do it with autocorrect. I'm like, you're never going to learn how to spell anything with that rate if you keep using autocorrect.
What'd you ask me the other day, Allie, how to spell earring.
It was a basic word. And earring. I said, DZ, I've been looking at the word so much. Now I feel like I spelled earring wrong.
It's wrong, right?
And I went, no. It's such a dumb, easy word. And I'm like, two R's, right?
And I was like, did the phone correct you? Because if it didn't, I trust it.
I had to Google earring. Like, yep. I didn't know how to spell earring. That's how it got me confused.
Chanette, wow, way to drop the hammer on that one, bro.
Say less.
Autocorrect.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
No, you nailed it. Thanks for sharing, bro. You're right.
Relatable. All right. Thanks, Chanette. Have a good day.
Bye.
Let's go to Katie in Menominee Falls on 4. Hi, Katie. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm just over here trying to zoom in on a screen that's not a touch screen. Don't mind me.
With the faucet running in the background, dog.
Right? What's your technology issue?
So I know this sounds kind of odd, but when I go to the gym, because I work at the WAC and I work out there, but the automatic water systems, like the water fountain.
Yeah.
Oh, for the cups to refill. Yeah.
What about it?
And no, I'll fill it up. And then when I go to a gas station to get a soda or whatever, I wait there. And I'm like, why isn't it giving me what I want?
Because you have to push it in.
There's a metal bar in the back. Yeah. There's a metal bar in the back that you got
to
press.
She's so used to setting it down without pushing a button and it's just filling.
That's a good one.
And I've done the opposite at the Princeton Club where I've set it down to fill up. I turn and look away with my squirrel moment and I realize it's overflowing because it's just going and going until I take it off.
Now, so this is just a thing with you and letting water run, Allie.
Correct.
You just be letting the water run.
I'm not paying attention whatsoever.
See, no. So we got Katie on the opposite going. Now I'm at the gas station going, why isn't my soda auto-filling?
Totally.
Waves hand in front of cup.
Oh, that's a good one. All right, Katie, thanks for sharing. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you.
Bye.
Somebody texted in a really good one. They said, when you forget, not all toilets are auto-flush. That's when I stand up sometimes and I'm like, wait, where is the flush button? If this isn't auto, where's the button? I've had that moment where I'm like, it's obviously I have to find the button on this thing and I don't know where it is.
I'm not fighting y'all on this one because I actually hate auto-flush toilets.
Well, they don't work right. It's like they
I'm still
flush
sitting.
When you're sitting. They got your tushy wet now or you stand.
Your tushy. Mm-hmm.
I mean.
Yeah. Anyway, man, TMI. Terrible.
All right, go to Kristen in Hartford on 3. Hi, Kristen.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. How's it going?
We're talking about, it's going.
It's been better.
It's going.
But clearly we're all together.
When did technology mess you up?
Well, I mean, those automatic toilets are one thing. You know, it's like a race to get done before it goes off.
It's a race.
You're like you're stuck in stone because the second you even like glimmer to the left or right, that bad boy's like, "Oh, you done?" Whoosh. And it's never an easy pressure.
It never works when you are done.
No. Right. Oh,
so
no.
It flushes when you're not done, but it never flushes when you are done. Do you feel me on that or not?
Trust me, I feel you.
Yeah, I'm like, well, I stood up now. Well, now you don't want to flush.
No, okay. we gave you the courtesy flush earlier. Okay. You good?
It's like, get out. Your time's up.
Bye. No, we gave you a flush. Bye. Bye. What you looking at me for? Bye.
Kristen,
yes, that's the toilet.
I'm triggered by the automatic flush now. See?
Now we're all mad again.
Mm-hmm. All right, Kristen. Thanks for calling, girlfriend.
Oh, you got another one.
Go on.
No, that one wasn't mine. I was just saying, yeah, I agree with that. So I worked at an office building that was like 7 floors, and it had these elevators that you had to push your floor on the outside instead of on the inside.
That's weird.
How do you get out if you're inside of it and you didn't push a button? Does it just stay open?
My immediate thought.
Yeah. I mean, God, now I don't even remember how you got out.
She's traumatized.
I guess I always did, but... So now, even years later, after not working there, sometimes I'll get in an elevator and just stand there.
Because you think you already pressed the button on the outside.
She's waiting. Well, honestly, I'll admit something. I go get in elevators a lot because when I go to a therapy, I have to get in an elevator at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
So I actually do use them quite often. A lot of people never get in elevators. Think about that,
In elevators all the time.
You're at Pfizer or whatever. Yeah. But I think about that and I'm like, I've stood in an elevator and been on my phone and been like, oh my God, I didn't push a button. Like, we're not even moving.
But
we're not even moving in the elevator.
The thing is, Kristen is literally saying, I wasn't doing nothing. I wasn't busy or focused. Like, I just literally focused on just thinking I already pressed the button and
just
then stood
there
twiddling my thumbs.
Do, 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 do.
And then, ding, the door opens again.
You're like, oh, I'm on the same floor I started on.
So yeah,
look at that.
Explain that one. That guy who comes in, sorry, you didn't used to have to press the button on the inside.
I'm just having a moment.
It's like I'm a diva. I don't use my hands. Will you press button 3, please? Floor 3, thank you.
I've been waiting for someone to come and push the button for me. Thank you. Oh man. All right, Kristen. Thanks for sharing. Have a good day.
Yep. You too. Bye-bye.
Have you ever seen an elevator that's on the outside, the button?
In larger cities and bigger buildings, they got them smart elevators, bro. It's a smart elevator thing. I don't know why. I don't like it.
Or you end up in a hotel elevator and you don't know how to get to your floor. You need a card Okay, Teddy's in Shorewood. Teddy's a kid. Should we pull up Teddy quick, last but not least?
I mean, get the youngin' some love.
Hi, Teddy.
Hey, Teddy.
What's up?
Highlight us, man.
What do you have an issue with technology? Tell us. You should know everything. You're young.
Well, okay, whatever. In fifth grade, we used to have touchscreen computers.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And I was so used to them. This year when we were using our computers, I actually started trying to touch the screen,
but it's not
stuff, and it didn't work. And then when I asked my teacher about it, she said that these aren't touch screens.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you're so used to it.
You do the same thing we do, yeah. Teddy.
See, kids aren't. They're no better
than
us.
They're just like us. As Teddy said, whatever.
They're just little adults. Whatever.
All right, I need to quit. I need help.
No. Not gonna happen?
I need to quit. 103.7 Kiss FM. You're going to tell me I can't quit?
Allie and DZ, this is not just Kiss FM DZ. So, no, you can't quit.
I didn't mean quit the radio station.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
God.
I should have clarified.
Well, then clarify. What are you talking
bad.
About?
I need to quit Diet Coke.
Oh.
I think I have a problem.
I don't think you should quit Diet
Coke. No, I think I got a problem. I think we need to deal with this.
Well, that case over there from Carl and Indy says that you ain't quitting Diet Coke.
Well.
Unless I'm taking that home to my wife, because she will
That actually it. Wasn't from Carl and Indy. That one was from Stacy and Sheboygan.
Oh, well, shout out to Stacy and Sheboygan.
I already drank all the Diet Coke from Carl and Indy. That's long gone.
Oh, you do got a problem.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, I have a real problem.
Okay, so you got to quit.
Okay,
So that's the Stacy Diet Coke.
Yeah, the Carl Diet Coke's long
gone.
It's been gone, dude.
How
long?
I don't know.
Two packs?
2 weeks?
Exactly.
You drinking a 12-pack in a week?
I don't know. I'm in denial.
You don't know?
I don't know.
Look at you getting all aggressively denied. I don't know.
It's kind of like when you need to quit a habit, but you're not paying attention to how bad you're...
Are you being for real right now?
Yeah. It's like when you're overeating and you're just ignoring it and acting like it's not happening. Mm-hmm. And then you gain like 5 pounds here, 5 pounds there. And you go, I don't know how that happened.
When did I gain 50 pounds?
And then you look back and you go, I was ignoring. I was mindlessly eating. I wasn't counting how many calories I actually ate. No wonder I gained 5 pounds. I was just acting like I could.
5 turn to 50 quick.
DZ, I've been drinking too much Diet Coke. We know that my kids like to steal it. That's been an issue on this show that I bust them stealing soda all the time. I let them have it, but the problem is they take it anyway and they steal it.
Well, then they're hiding it.
And I went off about how expensive it is now. Like, soda is no joke.
Everything is expensive.
Everything. And I've been drinking more and more. Like, I've been drinking so much that I'm in this mindless, I don't want to face it. I'm drinking so much, I switched to caffeine free at night because that's how much I'm drinking, that I will not fall asleep. I come in, I got one Diet Coke in the morning, which I never usually get past this one, right? Because I have coffee and water.
Okay, well, you've got 5 cups all at once, so I just assume everything is in there is different and you're going to drink them all throughout the day.
And I do sometimes. And sometimes they don't get drank, right?
Okay.
Most of the time in the morning, I'm drinking the water and the coffee. But DZ, I go home and I buy Diet Coke and I have all this Diet Coke in my fridge, and then the next thing you know, it's gone. And I'm like, dang, I got to go to the... When I'm going to the store only to replenish my Diet Coke...
And just that?
Come on.
It's not like you got to buy eggs,
too,
milk.
I'm wasting money. No, I should be going when I need other things, just soda. That's horrible.
Let me find out you run into Walgreens real quick just for a 12-pack. Let me find out.
I would.
I know you would. You go there and get the 2 for $12.
I stole the ones we had in here because I was out at home, and I went, well, I have to go to the store just for Diet Coke.
Well, you stole them from yourself, so...
Well, kind of. But you know what I'm saying? Like, it's that bad where I'm like, I only need to go to the store for Diet Coke. It's not even good for you.
Are you admitting that you've come to this station when we're not at work just for Diet Coke?
Yes, I have. I took four of the Diet Cokes from here and I put them in my fridge yesterday. I'm like, I need to go to the store for Diet Coke.
You are problematic.
I have an issue. Like, how do I quit? How do people quit?
I don't know. See,
well, how do you quit something?
You know,
because I used to smoke years ago. I've quit for years. I figured that out.
But you did it because of surgery. surgery.
True, but I also ate a lot. I figured out how to manage my eating. That was
that
another
yourself?
Addiction. Now I got a Diet Coke. I'm just drinking way more than I've ever drank in my life. I'm talking can after can.
Do you think you have upped your intake recently?
Yes.
Like more recently than not? Because I feel like you drink a lot of Diet Coke, period.
If the past
year,
yes. I always
see you with a Diet Coke, G.
Exactly, and it did. And I went through a phase where it was not like that, where I didn't need one all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to catch me always with a Diet Coke in the car. Always.
Yeah.
Like, you're not going to... I told you, I go to the gas station with a Diet Coke and a water.
Can
Come
I be
on.
Honest? This is kind of regular for me because my mother-in-law does the same thing.
With the Diet Coke or
and
something else?
No, it's Diet Coke. And I know it's not only a Diet Coke thing, but my wife enjoys Diet Coke.
Yeah, but it's too much. I can't drink this many cans or however much I'm drinking a day. It's too much. I should not be having... So let's see. I have one and then I go home. Let's say I have lunch. I have another one. That's two. Maybe a couple more throughout the day. That's four maybe. Then at night, I'm drinking 3 to 4 caffeine-free. I'm up to like 7-8 Diet Cokes a day. That's ridiculous.
Let me ask you a personal question.
That's ridiculous.
Do you wake up like in the middle of the night with like a Diet Coke
nope.
at your bedside?
I wake up with a water on my
water.
Bedside.
Okay.
I like the water. No wonder I'm thirsty. I'm dehydrated from
right.
all the Diet Coke.
Because what's wild is that
God.
Last night, I asked Aaron to bring me a Sprite to bed. And I've never drank soda.
Mm.
Like, and you know, I don't even really keep like a water cup next to my bed either. But last night, I just wanted a little liquid something, and that's what I was like, bring me a soda.
Yeah.
And I'm going, I don't want to be doing this regularly, so don't get comfortable with like this midnight sip of soda, bro.
Right.
Don't get comfortable with this midnight
it
sip of Sprite.
It becomes addicting. Like, the more I drink it, the more I want it.
So I agree to the point where, like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to get to that point, but you're not at that point, but you're also drinking it all the time.
I'm spending way too much money on soda. Like, think about that. If you're drinking 7 to 8 a day, think about how many 12 packs or 24 packs you have to buy in order to keep up. And if those are 10, I mean, think about it.
Well,
you might as well start smoking. I mean, if you're going to spend this much
okay,
on...
Okay, hold on now.
I'm not literally.
Hold on now.
I'm not going to, don't worry. But I'm saying if you're going to... I'm going to spend this much on soda, what a waste.
Yeah.
Ooh. What a waste.
And if it feels like a waste, like that's part of the mental attachment to it, Brett.
Mm-hmm.
But for me, it's not necessarily even the soda, it's the carbonation. So what I would suggest is like if we're trying to come up with a way to help you quit, I'd get a, what do they call it, a Soda Stream? Or maybe they got a different brand.
That
might be the brand.
It.
But get the carbonation and then you can get the little Mio packets or the little Mio squirters.
I don't like those.
No?
No.
What's the difference between
if
that?
I
get
like
you a Coke-flavored one.
If I liked those, because it's not going to taste like my Diet Coke. You're basically telling me to go get the generic brand of soda.
Yeah, kind of.
It's not happening. How do I quit or have you guys quit something? And I'm talking about anything you do excessively. Somebody texted in and said, I've been able to mostly replace Diet Coke with flavored sparkling water. It doesn't really help the cost situation, but it's definitely better for you. I wish I liked sparkling water or any... I don't like flavored drinks. I don't like the fruit juices. There's 1,000 things I can get at the gas station, DZ, that could replace soda, and I don't like any of them. I'm very particular. I just don't know what to do.
See, I think you got to give it a chance, man, because they've got name brand ones that you could do, and then you would get the Soda Stream. Slowly, because then you could wean off,
mm-hmm.
right? And this is like, you know, attaching it as an addiction. Caffeine is an addictive property. If y'all don't realize this,
oh, no,
let me
it
tell
is.
You.
Well, it makes you feel so good.
Yeah, and it
Caffeine
makes you feel dependent.
Caffeine makes you feel good
right.
and happy and able to conquer the world.
It's an upper.
There you go.
It's what's called a stimulant, right? And a diuretic. But either way,
mm-hmm.
you do have name brands, man. I know you don't want to get the Great Value or Target brand little
nope.
Mio soda, great, you know, spray, whatever.
I don't even like the brand name Mio.
You don't?
No.
Oh, dang. I ain't got no advice then, bro.
Tiana from Sheboygan said, is it the bubbles or is it the Coke?
It's the bubbles for me. It's the Coke for you.
Yeah, it's the Diet Coke.
It's the Coke
it's
for
the
you.
Taste.
Yeah, it's the
mm-hmm.
taste. And that's what it might be for some people.
My gosh, the phones are blowing up. Okay, you can text 414-533-1037 or call. How did you quit something, or how should I quit?
Let's help Allie quit Diet Coke.
You guys, I'm not ready.
No, we said what we said, and
I
you
don't
said it too.
Do it.
Nah, you said it too. Calls and texts next.
Fine. 103.7 Kiss FM, Allie and DZ. Good morning.
Buenos dias.
So I said I gotta quit Diet Coke. It's too much. I don't know how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't wanna, but I feel like I'm spending too much and I'm drinking too much, and it's just getting worse and out of control. It's my big vice right now.
I'm not saying I
Why
don't
Smiling
have faith.
Like that.
Nothing.
Why
nothing.
Are you smiling like that?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
That's because I got no faith in you doing this.
as I took a drink of my Diet Coke.
Thank you. I was just about to say, you have been addicted.
I didn't used to drink this much, so I could do like one or two cans a day tops. I shouldn't be doing 7-8 a day.
I don't think you're drinking that much. I just think maybe hyperfixating on it because of the fact that the price is wild
it's
nowadays.
So expensive that it's making me crazy, and then I want more of it.
Let's think about that.
Go to Allison and Racine. Maybe she'll give me some advice. Hi, Allison.
Great name. Trying to gas yourself up with your own name.
Hey, girl.
Morning.
Hi, good morning, guys.
What up, Allison?
People are trying to discourage me on the texting and say, don't give up Diet Coke.
Diet Coke fiends.
Here's what I have to say. Yeah. I live with a Coke addict. Regular Coke.
Hi.
Coke.
Coca-Cola.
Regular Coke.
Coca-Cola.
I understand. Yeah. Yep, go on.
And he, about a year and a half ago, I made some changes. I have not drinking soda personally myself for probably 15 years.
I want to be like you.
Spirit animal energy.
I did it for me. So you have to do it for you. He got upset that I started losing weight and making changes, and he was eating the same stuff that I was, but he was going through 2 liters of Coca-Cola a day.
Sugar.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he wasn't having the same effects.
Exactly. I said, you're never going to lose what I'm losing if you don't cut down on the Coke. Now, he's down to right now about a 2.5 liters a day, which is much better. It's probably in half.
Yeah.
But he's a big thing on he loves his taste of Coke
when
he gets home at night. So he's drinking water now all day long. When he gets home at night for
it's
those 3-4 hours, he treats himself to a glass of Coke or 2 or 3.
Or 4 or 5, whatever. Listen, we're not counting. It's his treat. It's his treat.
But he's cut down. I would say that. Start with, you're never going to be able, if it's something, especially we all have our vices.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's something that you're really addicted to, you're going to have to start slow. You can't do it cold turkey. Even people can't quit cigarettes cold turkey.
Sure.
You know?
They but it's impossible.
It's hard.
That's the thing. Here's the thing. I'm well aware that if I can get through a few days without Diet Coke, I can do it. But I can't get through a few days is what I'm trying to explain to you guys.
It's too part of your routine, though. It's way too part of your routine.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to feel right.
Until you want to get rid of, until you want to stop drinking it, you're not going to stop.
Although, I will say I used to go through McDonald's multiple times a day and get those dollar drinks. And when they changed, I don't get McDonald's Diet Cokes anymore. It's so rare.
It's
so rare.
All right.
I got upset that they lifted their price to sweet tea because I did the same thing. And I was like, I don't need any more sweet tea.
Yeah. Come on now.
Come on now.
Yeah, it was. They had to have noticed a difference when they upped the prices on those because I swear to you, I do not go through. I used to go through multiple times a day and get Diet Coke. I don't.
They said, where's Allie been?
So you raise it to $1.79. Goodbye.
We haven't seen Allison either.
It's actually both of us or her husband. Oh, man.
Knowing the exact price. Allison, get out of here.
Thanks for calling. I'll take your advice. Probably not, but thank you.
Have a great day. Good luck.
Too.
Thanks. I need it. Candace is in Kenosha next. Let's pull her up. Hi, Candace.
Allison has some good points.
Candace. How do you quit something? I want to quit Diet Coke. It's I'm in too deep.
Help our girl out, Bear. She's in a barrel.
So I have to agree with Allison. You have to want this. I was in the same situation.
We're so serious.
You don't want it.
I don't want it. And that's the problem,
but you know
Candace.
You need to.
I need it. I don't want it.
So let Candace speak. Let her cook.
Sorry, go ahead.
Well, see, the thing is, I used to be just like that, 6-7 cans a day, and I decided I was going to go on a weight loss journey, which is not going very well, I might add.
It's a journey, though. It's a journey, and it's nonstop, and you know that part, Candace.
Yeah, that's right. Don't beat yourself up.
I did stop soda for a while, and I lost 30 pounds just from not drinking soda.
Did you drink regular soda, though?
It was regular.
Yeah.
It was diet. It did not matter.
You just drank soda.
Zero sugar.
That's amazing that you lost that much. Well, people don't realize how many calories they're intaking with sugar soda. I mean, a Diet Coke, that's the problem. It doesn't hurt my diet.
Yeah.
It doesn't affect my calories or my eating or anything. It does nothing. So then that's what makes me think it's okay.
It's fine.
Whereas if I was drinking regular soda,
I'd have,
you know, a bigger butt to prove. To show you for it.
He'd be like Allison's husband.
Yeah, but I'm like, oh, there's no calories. Who cares?
All right, Candace.
The
diet soda, you're still putting sugar into your body.
It's just a different kind, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's just a different kind. What I did is I really like sweet tea, so I did substitute soda for sweet tea. Mm-hmm. And then I would slip up going into restaurants, you know, getting a soda with my meal.
Yep, I know.
But eventually you have to be like, hey, you know, that light bulb in your head, maybe I should get water instead of soda. It's very
so
hard.
So basically, I need it to click in my brain about the soda, and she needs it to click about the food. We're both having opposite issues. We can't quit. Neither of us want to quit. But you know what I mean? We're struggling.
And I'm not trying to quit either, because I love food
but
and I love soda.
I don't want to quit.
Then that's you're not ready. You're not ready, fam.
Can you switch over to zero sugar Coke?
Ew, no. It tastes completely different. That's what you don't get.
Really?
It's not the same. Then I might. No.
Right.
No, it's not the same. It's the taste.
Diet Coke and zero sugar doesn't taste the same to you?
No.
It tastes absolutely the same to me.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
It's not the same.
You have to make small steps towards quitting. It's not going to happen overnight.
If I quit, I'm quitting, you guys. I'm not switching to a different soda. That's my point.
You clearly
can. If I'm going to quit Diet Coke, I might as well quit Diet Coke, because otherwise I'm just going to be paying for more. Part of it's the price, you guys.
You're just going to replace it with something else. Yeah, and then fall into that. Yeah,
I hear what you're saying. Water's free. Let's be real.
No, it's not, but it should be.
You know what I mean. All right, thanks for the advice, Candace. Have a good day.
We appreciate you. Bye.
Oof. I don't know if I'm ever going
to
quit.
I wasn't trying to fake gas you and say I don't believe in this right now, but I don't think this is the fight we're fighting.
You can feel in my soul I'm not into it.
Dawn, I can see with the number of sips you've taken out that Diet Coke that you're not stopping.
Hold on. Dawn in Muskego. Let me take a sip. Hold on. Dawn in Muskego. She said, quitters never win. My blood is mostly Diet Coke. Costco has Diet Coke for a great price.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. Go ahead. Take another sip.
All right. I'm not quitting. Thanks for trying, everybody.